Your name?
Dami Smith.
Dami, tomorrow, Friday, Prevention Works is closing its doors. An article was written in the Washington Post Thursday, February 10th, about this. Like I did, you had a strong reaction. Unfortunately, not all of DC's leaders had the same reaction. What were your thoughts about reading that Prevention Works would be shutting its doors?
Basically, I thought it was very sad that the only way that addicts can get clean needles was being closed. And I just thought something has to change and they shouldn't close the leading DC provider of clean needles.
You're a senior in high school?
Yes.
You wrote quite an interesting piece, and I was wondering if you could read a bit of that post.
Okay. I admit at one point in time I was an ignorant person. I was sent an article from the Washington Post today with the headline, DC's leading provider of clean needles to drug addicts to close February 25th. My first thought was, okay. My second thought was, how does this relate to my sudden interest in advocacy and activism around the issue of HIV and AIDS? I soon had an epiphany and discovered that if they close the leading provider of clean needles, people will continue to use infected needles, not because they want to get the HIV virus and suffer for the rest of their lives, but because they are addicted, and even if they wanted to stop at any moment, they could not. The definition of an addiction is the state of being enslaved to a habit or practice or to something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming, as narcotics, to such an extent that is sensation causes severe trauma.
My printout isn't very good of your post. Keep going, if you will, a little bit.
I admit at one point in time I was that ignorant person. I sat down one day and thought, why would someone give a person sterile needles, which is basically telling them, yeah, it is okay to shoot up however you please as long as I'm providing you with clean supplies. Another idea I had was if they choose to do wrong, they should suffer the consequences of death from doing the drug or even death from catching HIV and AIDS. It is that very ignorance that holds us back in society, in the society we live in. I lacked the knowledge and I lacked being taught the reasons behind it. But after a pleasant conversation, I soon realized that in order to help someone, you have to meet them where they are, and a part of that is being open to their situations.
Talk about that conversation. Those are strong words. Your initial position, thinking, you know, people should die for using drugs and possibly contracting AIDS, to your position now. You said there was a pleasant conversation that was in the interim there.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Christine and Larry and a little bit of a conversation with Keith Holder. And they basically made me realize that you can't help someone who's on the street and doesn't know what to do. You have to meet them where they are and take them in and give them help, even as they are still addicted to whatever it is that they're addicted to.
You also write about the legality of drugs. Of course the drugs are illegal. I do not doubt that for one second. But you cannot shun someone because what they are doing is illegal or in your eyes wrong. Instead, the perfect approach is working closely with them and bringing them in. Talk about that a bit.
Another thing Christine made me realize is that, yeah, they're doing wrong, but they might not want to do that anymore, but you need to help them and show them the right way and so they have guidance, and eventually they'll become clean, and if not, then you'll go from there.
Do you have any message for the mayor and the council members who have not really taken an interest in this issue, in Prevention Works shutting its doors?
I think they need to open their eyes a little bit more and help the community a little bit and help the people that are in need the most.
And how did you come to be interested in this issue? I'm sure there's plenty of other things as a senior in high school that you could be focusing on and busy with. So how did you come to care about HIV and AIDS?
Well, a part of my senior project was International Night, and the charity that we were donating to was the UNAIDS. And when we had met with them one time, they discussed with us a little bit what they're about, and it just seemed interesting. And my internship as a part of my senior project was working with Housing Works, and that's what they're about.
Any final thoughts you want to share, Dami?
No.
Thank you so much.